From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Three American troops are dead in a roadside bomb explosion in southern Afghanistan. And NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul reports five Afghan army troops have been killed mistakenly in a NATO airstrike.
In the province of Ghazni, along Afghanistan's troubled eastern border, Afghan army troops had set up an ambush for Taliban militants. NATO forces, apparently unaware of the Afghan soldiers' movements, bombed the position around 4 in the morning local time. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry delivered a terse message saying it was not the first time Afghan troops had been the victims of friendly fire, but he hoped it would be the last. The newly arrived head of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, offered condolences to the families of those killed in the botched airstrike. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Britain is planning to withdraw its 1,000 troops from a region in Afghanistan's Helmand province where they've suffered heavy losses. British Defense Secretary Liam Fox says the area will be turned over to U.S. Marines.
UK forces have made huge progress in the face of great adversity. The district center has been transformed.
Fox says the British soldiers will be redeployed to focus on operations in central Helmand. Britain's new prime minister says he wants to bring British combat troops home from Afghanistan within 5 years. The East Coast is bracing for another day of sizzling temperatures with more triple-digit heat expected after some cities set records yesterday. Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service.
Wednesday will be another very hot day from the western portion of the New England states down into the middle Atlantic and even the Carolinas. And the heat will begin pushing westward into portions of West Virginia, Ohio, and even Kentucky.
Doug Doyle of member station WBGO in New Jersey reports on how people there are coping.
While some people can make a mad dash to city pools to cool off, Lillian Johnson of Newark is finding it hard to deal with the sizzling heat.
I'm 77. I can't stand this heat. Okay, so I'm taking this stuff and then I'm going right back on the bus home.
Newark Mayor Cory Booker declared a heat alert, allowing city cooling centers to open. Brian Harris is the city's emergency preparedness program coordinator.
What we drive home is for individuals to find a cool place to put their feet up and kick back and relax, drink plenty of water, check on elderly, check on children, check on anyone that's disabled, make sure they have the appropriate provisions to make it through the day.
The push to keep cool has resulted in several power outages throughout New Jersey and New York. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
President Obama speaks this morning at an event in the East Room of the White House about the administration's effort to boost exports to bolster the U.S. economy and stimulate the creation of new jobs. Mr. Obama is pushing to win congressional approval of trade deals with Colombia and Panama, and he's looking to fix problems blocking approval of a free trade agreement with South Korea. On Wall Street, stocks are clinging to some modest gains so far today. The Dow up 19 points. The Nasdaq is up 12. This is NPR News from Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is prepared to ease restrictions on movement by Palestinians in the West Bank in an effort to encourage direct peace talks.
We want to advance peace. And the simplest way to advance peace is to put aside all the grievances and all the preconditions and all the excuses that have been put up.
But Netanyahu on ABC's Good Morning America declined to say whether he would extend a limited freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank as demanded by the Palestinians. A former follower of Charles Manson has been denied parole for a 19th time by California's parole board. Steve Julian, a member station KPCC, reports Leslie Van Houten is serving time for her part in savage murders by the so-called Manson family that shook the country in 1969.
Van Houten was 19 when she admittedly joined Charles Manson in the stabbing deaths of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. The murders took place just one night after Manson and other followers killed five people, including actress Sharon Tate, who was pregnant. Van Houten once again apologized yesterday, but the parole board turned her down. Board Chair Robert Doyle read testimony from a Manson family member who once said that Van Houten was disappointed that she wasn't included in the Tate murders. He also suggested that she has yet to gain complete insight into her crime and its motivations. Van Houten's known as a model prisoner, earning college degrees and tutoring others. She can try for parole again in 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
A court in France has convicted Panama's former dictator Manuel Noriega of laundering drug money there in the 1980s. He's been sentenced to 7 years in prison. He was extradited to France after completing a 20-year prison term in the U.S. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.